This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, in this hour, we're going to be talking all things sports. We have the Saints playing, LSU, a lot of high school rivalries that we'll talk about this hour. Right now, Christian Garrett, co-host of Sports Talk, joins us. Christian, welcome to the show.
Newell, Sheriff, how are you? It's a glorious football weekend ahead.
Absolutely. Missed last weekend. Almost didn't have anything to do, quite frankly, but I'm glad it's all back on track again. But let me say first, I look forward to spending time with you on Monday. You and I will be out at the World War II Museum on Veterans Day. We will have the privilege of talking to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, who's going to call in from Washington, D.C., and so many other heroes that have made that sacrifice, have fulfilled that duty, that notion of loyalty to this country, and we are so blessed to spend time with them.
Yeah, I can't wait till Monday. Certainly, it's going to be a fun time, and you know, being a veteran, that day is important in a lot of levels, and you know, I'm just extremely thankful for those that serve.
Absolutely.
And have served.
And we will be out at the World War II Museum. Can't think of a better place to do the show from.
Yeah, for sure. That's a magnificent museum. I mean, I was in there not too long ago, and it's just unbelievable the amount of, you know, artifacts and history that is in that museum. And it's something New Orleanians should be very proud of.
Absolutely. All right, back to business. We are up against the Falcons. The Falcons are shaking things up, they said. They're moving coaching staff around for this game. They come in at 1-7. And interestingly, number one in the league in passing yards, number nine in the league in overall yards, but really low as it relates to rushing.
They can't run the football. And a lot of those yards come because they can't run the football. And in particular, they're playing a lot of catch-up football. They're behind in a lot of games. So those numbers, passing numbers, can get inflated a little bit, but they're abysmal running the football. And you got Matt Ryan coming back from an ankle injury that held him out before the bye, and he's already not very mobile. And I think that that's going to be something that the Saints are going to hone in on, as to getting him moving a little bit, come after him a little bit, make him move, see how well he can move. Like I mentioned, he's already a bit of a statue, but you want to get him moving laterally to a degree to test that ankle, to see how well he's moving, and if he's restricted in his movement. And that offensive line has had their issues protecting him this year, and they're just, I mean, defensively they're just not very good. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, and Dan Quinn is the head coach, and he's their defensive coordinator, and he's a defensive expert, and their defense is just atrocious. But you know, I think that this is a game that, you know, it's the Falcons, right? It's the Falcons, and you know, we've seen the Falcons come into New Orleans or in Atlanta when they were heavy underdogs and go in there and give the Saints a game or even beat them. So it's one of those rivalry games that you really can't look at the records.
Christian, we had a number of folks out injured. It looks like Alvin Kamara says he's going to come back and he's playing. He said it's going to be like he never missed a game.
Yeah, he hopes that the case, and I expect him to be back. He expects to be back. He said as much. So did Sean Payton. The other thing that I'm encouraged by is, think about the play of Latavius Murray, and then you get Alvin Kamara back. This offense, and you got Drew Brees back. This offense, I think, is getting ready to take on another dimension and go to another stratosphere, just because of those added weapons and getting those guys back from injury. And I'm curious to see how they're going to use Latavius Murray along with Alvin Kamara on the field at the same time. You know, you might see Alvin Kamara split out with Latavius Murray in the backfield rushing the football, or vice versa. I mean, Latavius Murray showed you he's got some diversity to his game out of the backfield as a receiver as well.
It seems as though in the last several games that Coach Payton has developed a scheme to just kind of really punish the defense and just wear them out so that by the second half of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, their tongues are dragging on the field.
Well, yeah, that coupled with, that offensive line that the Saints have is they're maulers. I mean, they're guards, Anders Pete, and along with Eric McCoy at center, and then you got Larry Wolford. And Ryan Ramczyk as well, along with Teron Armstead. They're just all physical guys, and they just lean on you. And then the running game, you might be getting 3 to 4 yards a carry in the first half. And then all of a sudden, late third, early fourth quarter, those 3 yard, 4 yard, 5 yard runs turn into 8, 10, 12, 15 yard runs because those guys have just been leaning on the interior defensive lineman all game. And it's going to sound like coach speak or whatever, but the game's won in the trenches. It just is. It always has, and I think it always will be. And the Saints have one of the best offensive lines in football and one of the best defensive lines in football.
With Drew back, I guess that means that we'll see maybe a lot more innovative use of Taysom Hill. And I still don't think that we've seen all of the areas where he can contribute.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think you're going to see his role increase quite a bit now that Drew's back in the offense. And one of the things people are going to maybe take this as a knock against Teddy Bridgewater, and it's not, because I think he played great in those 5 games that he was in. He played very well. Great is sometimes an overused term, but if you watch notice the tempo going back to the Arizona game that Drew Brees and that offense operates with, they're just a little faster, a little quicker to the line of scrimmage. And I think that that's just the intensity of Drew Brees, and I think it's also Drew knowing exactly where to go and what to check to and go to where his outlets are in this offense. And I think that's what allows them to operate at such a high level when they're scoring, 30 plus points a game. They're at a point now, Newell, where I think that, in those 5 games when Teddy was in, they were winning games because of their running game, somewhat because of Teddy making some good throws, but also because of their defense. Well, now, they're going to be able to throttle teams. They're going to be able to really dictate the pace of the game offensively, and then their defense is going to be hopefully continue to play the way they have, and it's going to be a really, really formidable task for any team to keep up with that offense and move the ball on that defense.
I always like the utilization of the tight end. Looks like Jared Cook's coming back. How big is that for Drew Brees?
I think it's huge. I think that as we get down the back half of this schedule, watch the growth in the relationship between Drew and Jared Cook. I think that the time on task, they talk about that a lot. The time on task, the chemistry, working on the field together, it takes a little time to develop. But I think as the season goes on here in the back half of the schedule, I think you'll see Jared Cook's production go up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I've read a lot about this coming up game, and I don't really see much where they say there's anything that Atlanta's going to put out there that's going to be a real challenge for the Saints at this juncture.
Well, it's going to be Julio Jones, and it's going to be Calvin Ridley on offense, and Matt Ryan is certainly a capable quarterback. I think I have a lot of respect for Matt Ryan as a pro quarterback, but they're one dimensional because they can't run the football. So what does that allow the defense to do? If they stop the run, they know they can pin their ears back and come after Matt Ryan, which, it puts you as a quarterback in a position where, you're getting guys that don't have to necessarily stay disciplined in their rush lanes because they're not worried about the run and they can just flat out come after you. So they're one dimensional a little bit offensively. If they are able to somehow establish the run, then I think that's where they could certainly give the Saints some problems.
The spread on the game?
I've seen it as high as 12.5, 13. That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
And, it's at home, coming off a bye week. The Saints are 8-2 under Sean Payton in the last 10 years coming off the bye week. I'm not very good at these, point spreads. I could never be an odds maker. I don't place a lot of bets because I'm not good at it. But I just think I could see where the Saints could win this decisively, but not cover the spread, if that makes sense. In other words,
I get it.
10, 10-12 point victory, but 13 is just a lot of points.
Yeah, and hold the ball for the majority of the game. So, yeah,
right,
absolutely. All righty, Christian Garrett, co-host of Sports Talk. We will see you on Monday.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it, Newell. Thanks.
All right, we'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.